I want to look at a couple of halachot to do with Hilchot Avilut, and particularly questions to do with an Avel getting married. And there are a number of different scenarios that need to be addressed. One is what happens if a person loses a relative on the day before or a couple of days before they're due to get married, and they would be in Shiva during the when it's time to get married. What would the halacha be in that case? Second question is, what about a wedding that's scheduled for after the Shiva but still during the Avilut period? And the third question is, what about an Avel for a spouse, so a person who's lost either their husband or their wife, when can they remarry? As we'll see in due course, that it's not solely dependent on the Avilut. So I want to start with the question of an Avel. When can they get married? The Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, says Tan Rabbanan Kol Shloshim Yom LeNisuin, that an Avel is not allowed to get married during the course of the Shloshim. After the Shloshim, they are allowed to get married, and the Chiddush there is that even if it's a person who's an Avel for a parent, where usually they have Avilut for the full Yud Beit Chodesh for a full 12 months, nevertheless, they're not allowed to get, they are allowed to get married after Shloshim. And this is because there's a mitzvah involved. So even though Chazal were generally strict with Avilut for parents, nevertheless, where there's a mitzvah involved, they weren't strict. The Gemara then goes on to say, "Dimein lo banim umutali sala alta," that if a person doesn't have children yet, then they're allowed to get married immediately. We shouldn't be too pre of Rivia because of the consideration of Peru or Ravu, the consideration that they've got to fulfill the mitzvah of having children. So there's actually a machloket in the Rishonim what it means that they get married to La'alta. The Ramban is of the opinion that it means after Shloshim, even though they are in Avilut for a parent. So it would seem that the Ramban holds that perhaps in other cases they need to wait till after Yud Beit Chodesh. But most Rishonim hold that it means after Shiva, and that's the way that the Beit Yosef paskens and how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Se'if Bet, that they're allowed to get married straight after Shiva. The Pitchei Tshuva discusses the question, this is in Sivkatan Bet, of an Avel who's allowed to get married during Shiva, so they haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Puriv Rivia. Are they allowed to wash their clothes and shower and such things? And says definitely yes, because these things aren't actually prohibited during Shloshim Me'ikar Hadin. And even as far as Tisparis is concerned, even as far as having their hair cut is concerned, they can still have a haircut on the day that they get married, and then through the Shivat Yimei HaMishter, through the week of Sheva Brachot. Interesting question comes up, discussed a little bit by the Achronim, which is, what if a person has already fulfilled the mitzvah Puriv Rivia? So they've been married previously, and now they're either widowed or divorced, and they're getting married for a second time, and the wedding is scheduled for after the Shiva, but within the Shloshim. So are they allowed to get married during the Shloshim? On the face of it, would seem that they're not, because they fulfilled the mitzvah of Puriv Rivia. On the other hand, there could be a big source of hefset, financial implications, if they don't get married. Everything's been paid for and booked, etc. They're going to lose a lot of money. They're not going to be able to have a simch on that scale if they delay the wedding. So none of Acharonim say that in that case they can get married during the course of the Shloshim, even though they've already fulfilled the mitzvah of Puriv Rivia. Ad Kan.